Welcome, Jody, to Express Yourself on KDNK. Thanks for taking the time to talk about your work and specifically Finned Gateway.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me on.
For those that are unfamiliar with you and your work, can you tell us a bit about yourself?
So I'm a sculptor and metal fabricator, and I do some architectural design work as well. I've been in Colorado for almost 7 years now. I was in Denver for 6.5, and I just moved out of the city to a new spot in Florissant.
Where do you live now?
In Florissant.
Okay.
Just about an hour west of Colorado Springs.
Okay. Okay. And why did you move there?
I was running a warehouse in Denver, and I got sold to a developer, and I was able to buy a place down here with shop space and everything on the property. So I'm just in the process right now of building out a new studio space.
Oh, great. Well, good luck.
Thank you. Yeah. it's an undertaking for sure.
Mm-hmm. Your piece, Finned Gateway, was chosen as a part of the 2019 Art Around Town cohort here in Carbondale. It's located at the east entrance to town. You call yourself an installation artist in part. Did you help install this specific piece?
Yeah, I was there for the installation.
The juxtaposition of this piece, I think, to nature surrounding it and where it is in Carbondale is really nice to be around, and it's a great location. What inspired this work?
It wasn't, the piece was built before it kind of found its home there. So it wasn't necessarily designed with that specific site in mind. It just happened to kind of work out really well there. I know I was very, very pleasantly surprised by the spot, and it definitely fits well in the kind of idea of a gate and kind of entry into a space or whatever. Definitely panned out really well since, like you said, it's right at the entrance to town there, and it kind of frames the mountains behind it and so on.
Has this specific piece, or you said that it was made before it was chosen for Carbondale, where else has this been installed?
It was actually the first location for it to be installed somewhere kind of semi-permanently. It was part of a gallery show. I show a space gallery in Denver. Hmm. So it had been shown there for about 6 weeks during one show, but that's the first place that actually was able to be installed for any kind of long period.
Okay. So what goes through your mind when you're selecting your material? Because I know that you work in steel, but you also have a bunch of other work. And so I just wondered, how do you choose your materials?
In terms of working in metal, it kind of, at this point, is pretty second nature. I've been doing metal fabrication. I started out in undergraduate doing kind of smaller scale jewelry work, and I got certified as a welder and started kind of working more and more in steel and heavier kind of materials. And I also do a lot of fabrication work, so I'm set up pretty well to do metal fabrication and work in steel and similar materials. And then concept that calls for something else, and the materiality of metal doesn't work. And more of my kind of installation-based work for, like, interior installation stuff. I'll work with foam or wood or different materials to achieve a certain goal. But a lot of my just kind of thought process is in terms of, metal fabrication. So a lot of things are generated that are more kind of in that world.
And do you prefer one material over another? Do you prefer metal over something else that you would choose instead, just because of your comfort with fabrication?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely kind of lean into the metal stuff. And then, if there's it's a you know, steel specifically, as a material, it's pretty forgiving to work with, in certain ways. And I have a lot of my background's in kind of digital fabrication, so I work with laser cutters and water jet cutters and stuff like that. So in terms of my process, like, I do like the fin gate was designed on a computer, so I can, you know, it allows me to kind of work, you know, in terms of doing design work, I can putting this very clearly.
That's all right.
I could, you know, kind of fully bake the concept before I actually start fabricating or kind of commit to, you know, to the material and so on. So it allows me to be very specific in the design and work in the computer and then get parts cut and then be able to fabricate very precisely. So that's kind of a satisfying element to working in steel. And then if, you know, and it also, you know, holds up well to the elements and can be inside or outside. So those are all kind of elements of what I enjoy about working in metal and in steel. And then for, you know, if there's something that needs to be more kind of organic or doesn't lend itself to the material as much, then I'll kind of work with foam or, you know, other materials that are more conducive to finding the form that I'm looking for.
Okay. Have the recent steel tariffs affected your art or your prices or impacted how you think about your work?
They've increased the prices.
Yep.
There's, I mean, in terms of how I think about it, I'm, you know, generally, you know, there, I think it was around a 30% increase in material cost, which is substantial depending on the scale of the work that's being done. So there, you know, other fabrication work I do that's more kind of structural and larger scale, it has a bigger impact on that kind of work more so than the artwork I'm doing at the moment.
And the fact that you can use a computer to design everything before you commit to steel must be really helpful in this case, right?
Yeah, I mean, in terms of efficiency and, you know, at this point, there's like a, you know, it's not like I'm going in kind of experimenting. There's definitely, you know, some certainty the outcome of the work. So there's a higher efficiency for sure than if I was just kind of going at it more hands-on from the get-go. And there are still pieces that I, you know, that I work more kind of hands-on and play around with the material and stuff. So there's, you know, more potential for things to go poorly that way.
Your work is, some of your work is really functional, at least the photos that I've seen, and it's beautiful. And so why is sculpture important to you? Why was it important to you to be in this Art Around Town cohort for the year?
I mean, I think, I don't know if I always succeed, but my kind of goal within producing sculpture is to kind of create experience for people. So I think, you know, even though they're not functional objects in a traditional sense, there's still a function to them. So that in terms of when I'm designing a piece and in terms of the kind of inspiration that you asked about before behind the work, it's more than trying to create a narrative or a specific idea. It's trying to generate an experience for someone, for the viewer or, you know, participant. So that's kind of, and, you know, I think that as an artist, what you can kind of put out in the world and give to people is experience and is something that they might not have otherwise gotten out of life on some level. So I think that, cause it can be a fairly, kind of selfish world to be in, I guess, if you're, just kind of producing work for yourself without other people in mind. And, so I, those are the terms I kind of think of when I'm looking at pieces is like, you know, what's the experience going to be for the viewer? You know, how are they going to move around it? You know, if it's going to frame something in the environment, as the piece that we're, you know, kind of focusing on, does, or is it going to be more, of a, I'd like to look at the pieces I produce as less as objects and more, kind of additions to the environment that they're going to be in.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. What do you hope that people take away from Finned Gateway, or what do you hope their experience might be?
It sounds a little bit like a cop out, but I kind of like to leave that open. Sure. I mean, that's why a vast majority of the work I do is abstract. Because I think there's room to create something that is going to have an impact on, you know, hopefully on a majority of people without really wanting to kind of engineer into it like a specific feeling or an idea or anything else, that just kind of allows people to, you know, experience it openly. And that, you know, that's also kind of what I get out of the work, is then, you know, understanding how other people are kind of experiencing it, if it's evoking any kind of emotion or an idea of any sort. So that's definitely kind of like putting the work out in the world, if it's, you know, part of an exhibition or if it's a, you know, permanent or semi-permanent installation, that there's, you know, then I get the feedback from people of how they've interpreted the work and, you know, if they have positive feelings or negative feelings about it or whatever the case may be, that's what I like to kind of to see coming back from the work.
Mm-hmm. And have you received any feedback from your work here in Carbondale?
I definitely, right around the opening, like the installation and the original opening, because I'm kind of distant physically, I haven't been around the work that much, but I think, like you'd mentioned earlier on, just the setting for the piece and the way it kind of frames the background and is accessible from, you know, from the street and also the bike path that goes through there. It's kind of a neat spot for it. And, yeah, just mainly positive feedback and people liking where it was set.
So you moved south of Denver. What are you working on now and what's next for you?
So I've a couple months left of trying to, get a shop up and running here. I moved into a place that has like a 2,000 square foot barn, but it doesn't have power or insulation or anything. So I'm getting set up in the new space. I'm working on a couple projects. One for the Lone Tree Art Center. It's a collaboration with another artist whose name is Colin Parson. And we just signed an agreement with them to do a public art piece that's going to be installed this summer at the Lone Tree Art Center. I'm working on a project right now with Vail Health that's not a definite, but we're in the kind of design process for a public art piece in the new medical center in Vail. And I just sold a piece to the city of Arvada, so we're working on kind of installation plans for that. It's another steel gateway.
Great.
So those are the kind of main projects right now that I'm looking at.
Well, you sound really busy, and I look forward to seeing your work in the future.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot for coming on Express Yourself, and we will talk to you soon.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Bye.